Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Charles Morgan, former CIA and consultant for the U.S. military on neurological sciences, spoke to cadets at West Point in 2018 about the current state of technology. He briefed the cadets on experiments from 2013 where humans were given neural implants that allowed them to control prosthetic arms with their thoughts. Experiments where one person can control another person's hands by just wearing an EEG cap.
The person on the receiving end described the sensation as rather odd, said I didn't know anything until I saw my hand beginning to move. But the really fun part was that you're taking over somebody else's physical body with the mind of another human. So what do you think would be the next step?
Experiments where information is transmitted from one mind to another, and experiments where memories are erased. Dr. Morgan admits they have the technology to target an individual person.
But you can engineer anything. You can engineer a unique thing that would only kill one person in the world.
And are working on the ability to erase the memories of any human they choose. Their biggest challenge 5 years ago was being able to interface with the hippocampus without the use of physical wires. And this is most likely one of the motivating factors for the deployment of the experimental COVID shots. Using dark field microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mihalcea has captured in great detail what the scientific literature describes as effective technologies that exist today. Technology such as quantum dots. Quantum dots are nanotechnology with the ability to organize, operate, communicate, and build structures within the blood. They do so with a tunable photoluminescence that can be programmed to dictate various tasks via optical communication. The description and images displayed in the scientific literature compared to what Mihalcea's dark field microscopy has captured are the same. You can see the quantum dots blinking in different colors, acting as the artificial intelligence directing the self-assembly around them. Bubbles are created within the blood that act as construction sites. Within these construction bubbles, the quantum dots organize the various materials into self-assembly. These technologies are being found in both the blood of the vaccinated and in the blood of the unvaccinated. Depending on what materials are needed, the quantum dots will trigger them into self-assembly. The COVID vaccines are full of rare and heavy metals to make all manner of nanotechnology. But it seems as if almost everyone is infected with some sort of nanotech. According to several research teams, everyone's blood seems to contain the materials required to produce the filaments and the latticework for this technology. Blood samples that appear to be healthy have been completely transformed by applying a mere 10 milliamps of electric current for 2 hours. And it looks as if we may have been infected by the chemtrails. Morgellons disease was first reported in 2002. It's when synthetic fibers or filaments are growing in a person's body. It has been theorized for decades that this was being spread via chemtrails. And under a microscope, it appears to be the same filaments that people today are calling blood clots, and what the scientific journals call self-assembled hydrogels. According to Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, nanoparticles are being sprayed worldwide. The good news is that Dr. Mihalcea's research has found a remedy. The iron in the infected blood has been oxidized to a 3+ state, and by taking antioxidants, one is able to dissolve these filament clots. She has found that EDTA chelation therapy will remedy infected blood within 3 days, and megadosing vitamin C also seems to work. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Whites, our guest in studio, coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. Everybody, you know, tune in. About to drop some major truth bombs.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors. So let's not fall into the trap of attacking people that have been chemically altered in the first trimester of their development that all the studies show. Let's not buy into the globalist trap that all the things they're doing to our children are Blair White's fault. This is so important. I'm not an apologist for Blair White, because Blair White's done nothing wrong. And Blair White, since going public 8 years ago, has done nothing but stand up for our children and independence and freedom. But Blair asked a question earlier we'll get to now. Why is the government pushing the trans movement? Well, I said this decades ago, but Yuval Noah Harari in his latest book says the trans movement is the tip of the spear of the transhumanist movement that after World War II was embarrassed. They were the eugenics movement, Hitler. And so they became the transhumanist movement. So all of us are trans. All of us are being hit with synthetic chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, electromagnetic. They're giving us shots, not just the COVID shots, that give us this protein, the alpha-gal syndrome, where we can't eat meat anymore. They have mutated us. We are all mutants. We are all being attacked. We are all being targeted. This is the reality. And instead of hating people that have been hit by this, we should talk to them, understand, because we're all in the same boat in different perspectives. And it's crazy that Blair White, since Blair transitioned 9 years ago, has been public fighting this before it was the top big issue in the last 3-4 years. And it just shows you how God works in mysterious ways, and how you have somebody that they would love to be their spokesperson. I haven't asked you this, but I know. I bet you've been reached out to by Hollywood. I bet you've been reached out to by the power structure. You're an articulate, amazing person, a beautiful person. They would love for you to be their spokesperson, but instead you from day one have not been. And I think inherently at a spiritual level, I realize that God's working through you, and it's an amazing thing. I mean, how do you feel about that statement?
Well, thank you. I mean, I struggle with my belief in God. I don't know how much I believe in God. That's a journey I'm kind of on, and I'm actively trying to get there. But the older I get, the more I do, and the older I get, the more I feel like, even though I'm actively choosing, you know, all the things that I do, you know, I've made a choice not to, you know, assimilate to the talking points of the left because it would get me more popularity. And make no mistake, I know for a fact it would, right?
Well, talk about that. I've never asked you, but have you been, I'm sure they've reached out to you.
Oh, for sure. You know, there's been just things over the years that are, you know, I've been, you know, sort of asked to compromise my values for a lot of things. And I think now it's kind of understood that I'll never do that. I've been very consistent for almost a decade now. But, yeah, you know, that's why people think, you know, they call me sometimes a grifter, or that I'm just like, you know, faking my opinions for popularity on the right as if I wouldn't have 10 times the popularity on the left if I had those talking points.
You'd be hosting a national TV show.
I would have maybe two or three shows on CNN. But I would rather die than do that because I don't want to ever have to mute any part of myself to do that. But, you know, sometimes...
Well, that's it. You could be their ultimate sales lady, but you're not.
Yeah, because that's demented. And again, I struggle with spirituality sometimes, but I that is the devil. I mean, anytime you're pushing kids to hurt themselves, it's like, wow, you know, you're just evil. And
what do you think of the women cutting their breasts off? I mean, that is just...
That's what I think about all the time. So the way it affects biological females seems to be in some ways even more brutal than like the males.
Oh, how they cut their arms and legs and make a fake.
Yeah. I mean, it's demented and it's harder to come back for the females too. I've noticed that like the detransitioners, you know, their voice is permanently altered and you know, those scars, it's like, what even gives you scars that big? I mean, I don't know. And then, you know, the penis that they give them is obviously, I don't even know what to call it, but it, the last of which it would be called a penis, you know. So it's just sad, you know, and there's a lot of purposeful misleading about what the surgeries can and can't do. And, you know, right now my entire purpose is saving the kids from that because I realize, you know, people say like, well, what about, you know, why are you siding with evil conservatives because they're just going to be backlash and take away your, you know, right to transition. And I'm like, first of all, I already did that, like transition. And second of all, you could take anything away from me if it means helping a child. And the fact that more people don't have that mentality or that instinctual like inclination boggles my mind. And frankly, I don't even really like kids that much. I don't want kids in the future. I don't like love when kids are around, you know what I mean? But I still recognize the insane injustice that's being done to them under the guise.
Well, they're stealing their free will because they can't make a decision until they're older.
Right, right. And we seem to understand that in every other area of life, right? Except for this one. Except
yeah,
for
can't get cigarettes, can't get alcohol, can't join the military, but you can chop yourself up.
Right. And if a child can consent to that, what can't they? I mean, there's a hell of a lot better argument for, you know, a 14-year-old to drive a car than to do any of the stuff that they're pushing them.
No, I agree. And there's this whole pedophilic piggybacking on the trans movement. What do you make of that?
So that is multi-layered. So anyone who knows sort of the history of like the LGBT movement or community knows that there once was a time where the community recognized that pedophiles needed to be stamped out. You remember, people might remember NAMBLA. It was that group back in the, you know, last century, actually, now, like 60s, 70s. And that stood for, do you remember what that stood for?
North American Man Boy Love Association.
Right. Glad it came out of your mouth and not mine, because ew. But, you know, they were stamped out of the community with a swiftness because, you know, gay people and, you know, trans people said, that's not us, and how dare you try to take cover under our umbrella, basically. And now people seem to not be able to do that, you know, kicking out of them, which is crazy because it would be the best thing for them. There's a doubling down from everyone. If you say anything perceived as anti-LGBT, people feel like they have to defend it, and they find themselves defending pedophiles. I see every day people, whether they know it or not, some of them do, some of them don't, defending pedophiles. I see it every day, whether it's the books in Florida, and or not just Florida, all across the
country. Yeah, again, conservatives aren't banning books. We're saying don't give them to kids.
Right.
Like nobody's banning a hustler, just don't give it to a six-year-old.
Right. If you want to read a book about how to give a blowjob, have at it, but your kid shouldn't be reading it.
Exactly. Like, nobody should be banning adults buying Jack Daniels, but you don't give it to seven-year-olds.
100%. And, you know, I was watching a clip from Timcast IRL, where there was this liberal host that was a guest, and Tim asked her, like, what about this book? It was called, like, This Book is Gay or something like that. And she blindly just said, oh, that's a great book. I love it. Kids should read it. Instinctually, she had that response just because the word gay is in it. She didn't even know, and Tim let her know, this instructs how to give blowjobs and how to get on Grindr, an over 18 app. Is that really like a book for third graders? And then she, you know, she stuttered and she got scared because she realized she was acting like...
Well, look at gender queer. It's telling kids to have sex with adults. Literally priming them to be kidnapped.
Right. And that's the thing about, you know, the elites and about sort of the people who actually run the world is there's actually an incentive to normalize it because we see what they do. We see.
Well, they want us to dehumanize ourselves. But I want to go back to this. for new listeners or regular listeners or whoever's tuning in, you're like, Alex, you know, what are you endorsing? I'm not endorsing anything. I'm covering what's happening. And if you put atrazine in a fish or a amphibian or a mammal or a marsupial or anything, it makes the males females. It shrivels their genitals down to nothing. It changes the brain physiology. So it really is true that it's bending someone towards the feminine. And then the frog is attracted to another male. Whether it's a bird, it doesn't matter. That's real. And then because this happened, we can't now, when they did this, you've all been hit by this. We represent you. We love you, the people that did it.
Man.
We need to tell people, hey, this was done to you. We don't hate you for how you are now. But everybody has to admit that a giant biological experiment has been done, and then we should, like, not hate the victims of it.
So what about the girls? Because is the atrazine, that explains, like, the feminization of the males, but what's, for me, it seems like for the girls that want to be boys now, the high schoolers and whatever, is they're actually uncomfortable with the fact that they're developing as a woman, and it's hard to develop as a woman in the society. You start getting looked at differently, and they have body issues.
Blair White, that's an incredible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And because of that, more kids get sent down the pipeline because all they're seeing is success stories. They're not seeing the other side. So that's why I like to highlight it. I've interviewed so many of these young people on my channel, and it's very interesting. What they all seem to have in common is they're all running away from homosexuality. I've noticed that. It's like...
Talk about that.
The boys that transition to girls, it's like they don't like being, you know... Then the girls, you know, they don't want to be lesbians. So they find that transitioning is a way to escape that. And what you see mirrored in the Middle East, which is so fascinating, is that transition is seen as a cure for being gay. They transition males to live as women because they would rather them be a transsexual woman than a...
And I totally agree with what you're saying. Exactly. Yeah, that's what... They feel bad and guilty for how they feel, so they do these surgeries. And what is it like for you to watch the big clinics... And big colleges say, we're going to make $100,000 off each kid. That, to me, is exploitation.
Right. And then that goes even deeper. There was once a time 5 seconds ago where the left was against Big Pharma. And now they're, you know, all the leftists I see ever are like bigger drug dealers than your average drug dealer. You got vaccines pushed on you, hormone blockers, puberty blockers. You can't talk to one of them without them talking about antidepressants, pills, hormones, whatever. I can understand how it would seem hypocritical for me to say this, but people are too medicalized. They're too medicalized.
So how do we do this? I think we don't hate anybody because of what color they are, what their sexual preference is. We agree we leave children alone, and we decouple it from politics.
100%. If we want to get down to the nitty-gritty of what we should do, it's return, you know, transsexualism to the medical definition, which is that it is a mental disorder. I do believe that gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. They took it out of the DSM to be politically correct, but if we're going to say that social anxiety, which is in the DSM as a mental illness, how the hell is gender dysphoria not?
You know, but what I mean? You, I would call a success story in this. Are you saying you were in dysphoria, or what happened?
I was, and for me, I pretty much cured it by transitioning. I mean, I don't think you can ever completely get rid of it, but... I cured like 95% of it. You know, it's like, it's pretty much gone.
Do you wish, are you happy you transitioned?
100%. Yeah, I would never take it back. But that's the difference. It either helps your life or it doesn't. And what I'm seeing is that it's hurting so many lives.
I was going to say, what's the average? It looks like it's mainly negative.
It's hard to say because we're...
It's like a carpet bombing operation. You're like...
Yeah, and we're all caught up in our own algorithms, too. So if you're in a right-wing algorithm, you might be more inclined to only see the negative stories. And if you're in a left-wing algorithm, it's all rainbows and sunshines, you know. But that's why I try to show both sides.
Well, why are so many getting into sex work? Why are so many committing suicide? And they blame conservatives who are saying this is dangerous as if we made them kill themselves.
Right. So the sex work part is that historically... I mean, there's just a market for it. I mean, if you're a trans woman, the trans men thing, no. But if you're a trans woman, it's like there is a market for it. And so they make a lot of money if they look decent. So that was how they kind of worked back in the day when there was more of a social stigma and they couldn't get hired at Target or whatever. Now Starbucks will hire you if you're trans. There's really no reason to do it anymore. But as far as them killing themselves, I have, I think, an interesting perspective on that. I don't necessarily believe the suicide statistics coming out of that. Because they, even conservatives, when they cite the suicide statistics, they cite them mainly from, like, gay organizations.
That are just reporting what they want.
Right, and to GLAAD and the Trevor Project and all these, you know, massive corporation or, you know, organizations that are pro-gay and pro-trans, they feel that if they put it out there that, you know, trans people are killing themselves, they think they're portraying a situation that, you know, trans people are victims. And they think that's a good thing to portray them that way because it makes people have empathy and sympathy. Whereas to the outside world, it just makes them look like suicidal ticking time bombs. So there's so many numbers that come out of, you know, groups like that for trans that aren't even accurate. Like, they just rescinded one where they said the average life expectancy of a trans woman was 35. And they just took it back after having that out for, like, decades. And they're like, oh, actually, that's just prostitutes. They got that number from prostitutes.
So you asked the question, why is government pushing it? I think just to confuse all the roles, get rid of the family, have human-animal hybrids, chimeras. I mean, I think it's just anything goes, basically.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's clearly a trajectory that they're on, right? It's like trans is just one leg of it. It's one piece of the puzzle. And then again, the over-medicalization in general of the children. I mean, if you have a kid who maybe isn't paying attention so much in class or just exhibiting normal behaviors, they're put on 60 milligrams of Adderall every day, just meth, you know, speed. So we over-medicalize people in general, which is a huge problem, because there's profit. People seem to be blind to the fact that there's a profit behind all the trans stuff, a massive profit.
And the mad scientists want us to opt into experiments. No, you're right. They are Nazi.
Talking to Roseanne Barr the other day, and she's, like, obviously big into Nazi history and all that because she's a Jew and she's against Nazis. 101, duh.
I read the news. She's for them.
Right. That was an amazing...
Yeah, I am too, supposedly, but yeah.
How dare they? I mean, Kanye was here, and you seemed like the most, like, pro-Jew person ever compared to him. I mean, that was nuts.
Well, I mean, the Jews aren't perfect. Nobody is, but Hitler was really bad. Like, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's just 101, But Roseanne was telling me, it's like, you know, all this is just straight out of the Nazi playbook. History, nothing's new under the sun. Everything's a repeat of, like, history before. But they're just taking it to the next level.
So where do you, there you are with Roseanne Barr recently.
I love
Where
that.
Do you see this ending? Because they're doubling down. They've attached pedophilia to trans agenda, which is a corporate agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, you see the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing and Anheuser-Busch. I mean, if Anheuser-Busch had you as a spokesman, they probably would have increased their market cap. She'd be like, hey, I love America and I'm trans and don't hate me. That people go, oh, I get that. But
my phone background.
Well, let me see it.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. If I was.
Overhead shot? Yeah. So, overhead shot, guys. So, this is what they probably should have done over at Bud Light, but they didn't do that.
Right.
I mean, Dylan Mulvaney's super creepy. I think Mulvaney's trolling people or is mentally ill. I mean, he has zero feminine aspects.
Well, that's the thing about most people getting psyoped into believing they're trans now. You know, I felt this way without any influence. Like, we make that clear. Like, what influence could I have had at 4? This is before anyone really knew what it was. You know, this was something that was always persistent. Whereas now...
So you were into Barbies. You were, you know...
Yeah. I was trying to steal my cousin's Barbies and all that.
Yeah, I was having visions of war and, like, just when I was 4. So, yeah, I was a little... Right. Kind of male.
Right. Whereas, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, there's videos of him being very, very comfortable being male on talks or on game shows and, you know, other videos he did. Whereas, like, back before I transitioned, I would never be caught dead on camera. I was scared of cameras. I would never want to be seen because I was not comfortable with
anything. You thought it wasn't you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very human attribute. As a species, we change our environment. We change ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And adults have a right to do that. I respect that.
Right. Just don't push it on kids because otherwise you're going to hell for that.
Well, that's right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to try to... What else do you want to hit with? Because this is an amazing interview, Blair. We're so glad you're here. And they'll go like, Jones is a hypocrite. He had Blair White on. He hates trans. No, I hate people targeting children, just like you do.
Right. You know, it's.
But I don't feel threatened when I go to sleep at night that you exist. I feel good you exist.
Thank you. I mean, it's at the end of the day, you know, you're either contributing positively to the world or you're not. And what someone does with their own body without pushing on someone else, it's like, what does that do to anyone but themselves?
I'll go with the spirit. I don't feel threatened by you. I feel good.
Because we're more than this, right?
Exactly.
We are.
You have spirits. And I feel good. When I see Bill Gates, I go, I'm going to war.
Right. There's an instinctual, like, oh, that's the devil.
That's the bad guy.
Right. And because we are more than this. I struggle with spirituality, but I do believe in more than this.
Well, we're gonna get you on board with Jesus. Listen. We'll be right back with Blair White. Stay with us.
Oh, my God. They found the picture.
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at Infowars.com/show and
getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
Designed this planet where we slowly genetically change. Not their mainline evolution, but we do mutate. White people are a mutation of black people. That's in the scientific literature. It's a fact. So I'm not saying Blair White is some horrible mutant or abomination. I'm simply saying that they're giving us shots now that make us allergic to meat for life. That is a trans attack. And so people that persevere and overcome what's been done to them, you can only see them as a fellow human who's not a bad person. What matters is what they stand for and what they do. But make no mistake, this is genetic from those people. They're trying to make a culture where, you know, in Oregon and Washington State, 40% of the kids say they're, quote, gay. That's brainwashing. And Blair talks about that. That's being done on purpose. But we cannot deny that the frogs want to have sex with male frogs because this chemical did it, and it does it to humans. We don't hate those frogs. We hate the fact their population is plummeting, and it's all about depopulation. And the UN says this agenda is about us not having children and getting rid of people. But then people that have been attacked, and we've all been hit in different ways, we don't then hate them. We reach out to them as a coalition to understand what's being done to us. We're being manipulated. We're being controlled. You wanted to get into a whole bunch of issues that are political, that are separate, because, you know, you're obviously trans and a very interesting, smart person, and we're obsessing on that the last hour. We'll do 15 minutes the next hour. The Drew Hernandez takes over. But you've got a lot of other things that just aren't about you, who you are and your identity. And I get it. It's kind of like if I was on a show, let's talk about how you're a man for 2 hours. What it's like is that. What else is on your radar? What else is going on?
I mean, just so much. You know, obviously, I feel like the entire planet went through a really, really terrifying psyop and social experiment with COVID and with lockdowns. And, you know, about a year and a half ago, maybe, it's like when I first got to Texas, we went to dinner, you and I and some friends, and I asked you what's next, and you said climate lockdowns. And at the time, there was nothing in the media about it. There was no one talking about it. It was on no one's radar. And now all of a sudden, I'm seeing headlines about how, you know, blackouts may be the cure for climate change, you know, rolling blackouts. And then I'm remembering, oh, when I lived in L.A., there was a lot of blackouts. They were, like, shutting off the power in huge parts of the city for, like, a day at a time. You know, and it was like a whole thing. So,
and the government districts are exempt.
Right. So it's very interesting to me how, you know, people discount you a lot. People discount both of us. I mean, in many ways, we're underdogs. But, you know, stuff like that, I'm like, okay, you can say what you want about Alex Jones. You can say what you want about. But I never heard of climate lockdowns until you said it to me in private with nothing else on camera, nothing. And then all of a sudden, it's coming out in the media that's like clearly the trajectory they're on.
Well, I like to act smart, but they put it in all their documents. So what do you think about Trump and the indictments and just America and the world in general?
I think, you know, I'm really scared of the election year. I mean, the last election year was hell on earth. You know, they shut the entire planet down for it. It was terrifying. So I'm not looking forward to living in fear. God knows, I'm sure BLM will come back. You know, I'm sure all the cities will be burning again.
Mostly peaceful.
Right. And then I'm sure everyone will be gaslit into thinking that the people who are just defending their house, defending their property, are the bad people. And the people invading it and, you know, violating them in that way are the people you have to defend, which is insane. I think of that couple, like with the guy, remember the viral couple with like
East St. Louis, you know.
Yeah, and I remember, like, just how...
The McCluskeys.
Right, right. I mean, their relationship goals for me, I mean, they were amazing. But I remember it was the wildest thing for me to see the way in which people reacted to them. I'm like, in what world do you not react to rioters coming onto your yard by holding a gun and just letting them know...
And breaking down your fence.
Right. That was why I left L.A., because it was just so unsafe. And, you know, I had one, like, little, like, baby Glock when I lived there. Now I have 20 guns on that. I'm in Texas because... you can hear, but that's the point, that it's like these blue cities, you have to, you're forced to live in fear, and you're gaslit into thinking that that fear isn't valid, right? There was like a TikTok the other day. Did you see the TikTok of like the woman who got spit on in San Francisco?
Yeah, talk about that. In fact, pull that up. I meant to cover that. I mentioned it, but yeah. Oh, another, I mean, people are getting beat up.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of, maybe speaking of San Francisco, a lot of, you know, Asians are getting beat up by a white supremacist demographic as well. So the amount of gaslighting that goes on is scary, and just knowing how bad it can get, which was what we saw over the past few years, like, I'm not looking forward to the election year at all, and I'm not looking forward to whatever societal consequences are going to come from, you know, what happens, I'm genuinely asking, I don't know, what happens if Trump wins from behind bars, or, you know, because I don't think it's beneath them to put him behind bars.
They're going to try that. Let's talk about it. You're as bad as I am, Blair White, about not promoting yourself on other shows.
Oh,
I just did Jimmy the Bull Gravano for 2 hours yesterday. It's going to air next week.
Oh, that's cool.
And I didn't realize till the very end, I never plugged Infowars.com or, hey, I'm censored. I'm still on air. Please find the link. Please share it. That's key to fight the censorship. You've not said one time where you're at. Blair White, YouTube.com/Blair White, Twitter.com/MS Blair White, msblairwhite.com.
Yeah, so I have YouTube, I have Instagram, I have Twitter, I have a podcast channel.
And it's exploded.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to have, like, an amazing longevity with it. Like I said, 8 years. I have over 1 million subscribers on my main channel, and I kind of have, like, a cult following, which is really cool. And, you know, anything you want to see me talk about, I pretty much talk about it on there.
When I read the comments when I've been on your show a few times, there's tens of thousands, like, I thought he hated me. I thought he was, you know, and like.
Right, but you know what? The gag of it is, I wouldn't even do an interview with you if I felt that way even a little bit. So it's like, I was talking about this the other day with Roseanne, actually. I don't remember if it was on camera or not, but it was the people who are treated as the most villainous, like on sort of like the right side of the political spectrum. The libs who think they're like, these ones are the worst, they're usually the best people. Whereas the ones who have the prettier image are behind the scenes evil. So it's like, you're villainized so much and you're actually a good person behind the scenes. And I see a lot of other people who have, you know, pretty, you know, neutral images in the media, even by liberal standards. And like, they're actually like the.
So I could ask you 1,000 questions. We've got a few more segments left. We'll go some in the next hour. But what else are you looking at? What else are you concerned about?
I am concerned about AI. I feel like we're right at the last few moments of anything being real.
Absolutely. Humans changing themselves is the least of our problem. I mean, we got a robot takeover here.
Right. Well, I think we're literally living in the last days, and I say days literally, like probably the next just year, of anything being real. I mean, I've fallen for deep fake AIs.
I got a fake Tucker Carlson call, and they spoofed the number.
Like,
and it's Tucker Carlson's number. He calls. He says, Tucker Carlson, I want to have sex with you. And I'm like, Tucker, this is AI. And that's all they got.
Wow. I mean, that's...
I got it immediately. I'm like, Tucker Carlson didn't... But like, people kidnap a girl or they record her voice off TikTok and call the mom. Mom, help me. I've been kidnapped. And mother gives them $100,000.
There's deep fake porn of me. I get sent like, is this you in this video, in this picture? And I'm like, no, I've never... taking a nude image in my life, but there's deep fake porn. So it's like anyone can just be a porn star now, whether or not you partake in it at all. So that's scary. Terrifying, actually.
We need discernment now more than ever. Blair White is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Blair White. Blair White on YouTube, on Twitter, MS Blair White. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government. Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is in studio with us. Really appreciate Blair White joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got Drew Hernandez coming up here in about 30 minutes. We'll do about 15 minutes the next hour. You want to talk about God? Let's talk about God, Blair.
Yeah, earlier we were just getting into this concept of being more than our bodies. And obviously, as someone who has, you know, done a lot to my body, I feel like maybe people would think I'm less connected to that concept because of it, but I actually think I'm more. Because, you know, even though it helps me in, like, the trans aspect and make me happier in that front, it doesn't actually bring you, you know, any deep sense of fulfillment, you know. And right now, I feel like we live in a society that is very much focused on just, like, the shell. And the older I get, I feel like it's apparent that we're more than just our bodies, which is why, like you said, if you're sitting in a room with me, you can, you know, have an instinctual, like, this is a good person. And if you're sitting in a room with Bill Gates, you can get an instinctual need to, like, you know, fight or flight, basically. So that, I think, is proof for more than our bodies, you know?
I agree. Elaborate.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, for a long time, I never said I was an atheist, but I definitely didn't really care about the concept of God. But with the way the world has gone the past 2 years, I find myself gravitating more towards it, you know? Not necessarily in a religious sense. Maybe I should. I don't know. but just in an overall spiritual sense.
Well, the system is religious, but there's a real spiritual sense that's happening.
Right. I mean, all the political stuff we've been talking about this whole episode is all of religion in many ways.
How do you see the corporate system hitching its wagon to the transgender movement and all this? How do you see that unfolding? Because we have Greg Abbott signs law banning trans athletes from college sports amid Denton protests. Protesters oppose Texas Governor Abbott's signing of Save Women's Sports Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes on. Ron DeSantis attempts to erase trans people from Florida schools is now underway. Governor, it just goes on and on. I mean, so many. Where do you see this fight going?
I think that it's going to continue, obviously, to be a state-by-state thing, and different states are going to have different laws. I mean, you know, those are examples, of course, of, like, right-wing states pushing back, but you look at the, you know, blue states, and California is a sanctuary state for trans kids. You can take your, you know, kid and get a sex change in California, whereas you can't in Florida, which is insane. I mean, I believe in state rights, but the idea that the state has the right to abuse children, I don't think that falls under a state right. So it's pretty terrifying. I mean, there is that case. You've heard of this case. There was, like, the dad who lost custody of his child.
Texas.
Yeah, that was here. And,
I mean, look at Washington State, where they're going to take kids and not tell the parents where they are.
Right, but then anyone who thinks that that's not connected to communism, I mean, that's basic 101. That's the state feeling like they have ownership over your child. You belong to the state. You don't belong to your family. You don't belong to your parents. So, yeah, the whole world is trending in that direction.
So I'm not saying I'm super alpha male masculine, but I think I'm a bit masculine. When I was 3, 4, 5 years old, my earliest memories were like war and fighting and like weapon systems and guns without even people. My parents were not trying to get me like that. I was like super aggressive in politics, history. I was attracted to geopolitical systems. I was totally like on fire with masculine energy. What is it like for you when you were little? You were like, what were you attracted to? You said you were at this proclivity towards a feminine very early. What was it like?
Yeah, you know, I definitely had like the world wanting to suppress it a bit. You know, my dad didn't want like a kid like that. He wasn't abusive towards me because of it, but you know.
What were you doing though? You were like,
Yeah, I would steal my cousin's Barbies. I would, you know, watch shows that were, you know, marketed towards young girls. You know, all that stuff, you know, all the sort of typical 101. But the deeper part of that is, like, these libs will use things like that as a reason to trans a kid. But at the end of the day, there are gay boys that like the color pink. You know, there are, you know, gay men who like those shows or do feminine things. So it is deeper than that, you know. And so I think that goes into your argument that there clearly is, like, something chemical and there's levels to it. So maybe it just made you gay. Maybe it made you all the way trans. You know, there's clearly levels to it.
And the studies show that in other animals. It's not like this is an opinion.
Right. And I believe that because a lot of people, like, we'll talk about, like, as an example, gay men. Like, they'll be like, oh, why do they walk like that? Why do they talk like that? Clearly, if they're all doing it, it's not like a choice. Like, they have those natural tendencies. So that's chemical. You know, your body instructs, your brain instructs how to walk. So men walk a certain way. Women walk a certain way. And the brain kind of instructs that because we're also built differently. So wider hips on women, more shoulders on men. And so that's how you walk. Men walk with their shoulders, women walk with their hips. So if you see a population of males walking with their hips, you can assume it's probably something chemical.
And we know it is. So
right.
You asked the question when we first got on over an hour ago. Why is the government pushing it then? Because I think they don't want the human system. We're not mad at anybody that's going against that or not who are quote been affected by this, but there is an agenda to end the nuclear family.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? It's so crazy because that's something I was aware of even like as a really young kid. I would watch TV shows and I remember actually picking up on the fact that fathers were devalued. Like as a kid, I'd be like, why is every dad in every show a clown? Why is every dad in every show like, you know, fat and gross and like, you know, the butt of the joke, and then, you know, the woman can do no wrong. I picked up on that very young. I was like, okay, there's clearly a characterization happening here of males, right? So, you know, just the attack on the family in general is really sad. And you see it with the trans kids because they literally tell them to separate from their parents if their parents aren't fully on board. And that's emotional blackmail.
You know, what's the term they use? Like disconnection? Like,
yeah, that no contact or whatever. They tell them to no contact, you know. Have you seen that one crazy mother, that guy, Jeffrey Marsh, on that TikTok.
Oh, yeah, really.
He literally tells kids, like, your parents are wrong. It's like, who are you to tell anyone that?
And it's really up to parents to stop this. You're plugging your child into, like, a crystal ball that has these people on the other side of it.
Well, why are so many... I'm not a parent, so far be it for me to judge, but I will judge, actually. I can't believe how many people are okay with their kids having smartphones with, you know, unfiltered access to social media, Twitter, you know, X or whatever, Instagram. I mean, the amount of crazy stuff I scroll past that I probably even subconsciously filter out because I'm just so desensitized to it. These kids are seeing it for the first time, and it's probably traumatizing them in many ways.
What do you think of Elon Musk?
I don't know him, but I think that he shouldn't have changed the name to X. Because, you know, Twitter, there's like a cultural reference. You know, people talk about tweeting and Twitter. It's like a cultural thing more than it is even a social media thing. So what do you say for X? Like, I still don't know how to say I'm posting something on X. Just say post. They took away, you know, how easy it is to, like, talk about Twitter. But then again, I'm, you know.
Now, do you think he's for real?
Oh. For real, I feel like it could be a phase. I feel like many of the people that kind of start making more sense, it's almost a phase, and they kind of go in and out of it. Because to me, if you're not that way from start, like, if you don't see the world kind of for what it is, I understand people wake up all the time, but, like, I've always had sort of an instinctual, you know, intuition about what's evil and what isn't, and I've always been pretty much right, you know? It's so if you don't have that for all the years that he was in Hollywood...
A leopard can't change his spots.
Right. I mean, I guess I kind of did in some ways, but... Yeah, 100%, you know, so I don't ever trust necessarily the people who jump ship. I mean, look at Kanye episode, now everyone kind of just is acting like it didn't happen, you know. These celebrities like to jump out, but at the end of the day, it's almost always a phase. And I guess he's more than a celebrity, but still.
When you're gone later, we'll be on for another 20 minutes or so, think about what you wanted to say and say it now.
Okay. You know, in my mind before I came here, I was thinking the main thing I would like to impart on people is individualism. You know, I believe in individualism, not collectivism, and that's how I've lived my life. That's why I'm here, and that's why I can be myself, be a transsexual, but not be part of the trans community, not be part of a movement. I think that everything sort of derails when people start seeing themselves through a collective and using we as a pronoun, right? Like, we should not be a pronoun. You shouldn't ever be talking for, from, or within a group. Speak for yourself. And also understand that, you know, there's nothing political about trans other than the fact that liberals have made it political like they do with every group, you know? Just like they make black political, they make gay political, they make straight white men political. Who we are isn't inherently part of some, you know, like political football or tribe like that. Who we are should be like closer to our true selves, which is so much more than all of that.
I agree with you. When we come back, we'll do 15 more minutes, but 30 seconds left. How often does your podcast come out?
Oh, I do a podcast once a week. I also post on my main channel all the time. I'm pretty active on all my stuff. And right now I'm working on so many things. Everyone should go watch the podcast with me and Roseanne. It's so funny. I put that on my channel as well.
I hadn't seen that yet, but that looks great.
So funny.
When did that happen?
That was like a few days ago.
So Blair White, Roseanne Barr, everybody can find
it. Yeah, on my channel, youtube.com/BlairWhiteX.
All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.